to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about when motivation isn't enough. When motivation isn't enough. And I know that's why I'm here, and this is what I like to do. I like to encourage people to live their best life. I love to encourage people to go farther beyond their potential. But the thing is, every day you wake up, you're not necessarily motivated. Where do you get that strength from? How do you overcome just feeling average? Because I know I don't wake up motivated every day. I don't wake up ready to go and boots on the ground and we're going to get this done no matter what. And that goes for everyone. Everybody doesn't wake up that motivated every day. But the reason why I teach this every day and I practice it every day is because it has to come from somewhere. And sometimes we forget that we can do things. So if somebody can be there to remind you every now and then, you know, it'll kick in. But I like to do it because I like to stay on track. And if it doesn't come from anywhere in your environment where somebody at least mentions some form of motivation, you can easily lose it and fall by the wayside. And that's something that I don't want to happen. So this is why I focus on motivation and hopefully inspiring other people, because it doesn't come to you every day naturally. So what happens when you wake up and you didn't listen to my podcast or you didn't read my blog or you didn't get that motivational energy that you usually get in the morning? No matter where you get it from. It doesn't have to be from me. It could be from anybody else. But what happens when you don't get that feeling in the morning? That's where discipline kicks in. This is where routines and rituals come into play. Because if you do them every day, you get used to doing them. But it'll kind of push you in that direction towards motivation or towards being productive. So you get up and you just feel kind of like, I want to lay back down. But no, when you want to lay back down, you automatically get up and you go brush your teeth and you wash your face and you put on your clothes and you turn on a motivational video or you do 30 minutes of reading or you listen to a podcast in your car on the way to work. That's what you do in the morning, and that's how you can prime yourself to be productive the rest of the day. Now, understandably so, no one is on 100 positivity all day, every day. But when your discipline kicks in and you start those routines that you do every day, it's better than rolling over in the bed and not doing anything. It's better than not having anything to fall back on. So when your motivation isn't there, your discipline should kick in. So how do you create this discipline? Through routines and rituals. I've done this all my life, where I get up in the morning and I have everything that I want to do. I do it basically throughout the day, so I can run my day on autopilot. And every now and then I have to remind myself, you know, do something different, take a left turn instead of a right turn, or I have to inject some type of challenge into my life. But I'd rather have that than to not have anything to go by. What I mean by that is people get up every day and they don't know what they're going to do. So they have a choice, or they give themselves the choice of rolling over in the bed, I'll sleep another hour, or maybe I won't get up until lunchtime. And that's certainly not inspiring. That's not motivating. That's not gonna make you feel productive. And you won't be productive. So try to, when you get up in the morning, have a routine that you go by that will ignite some type of productivity within you so that you can do something productive throughout the day. or during your day. Because before you know it, it's 9 o'clock at night and you look back and you're like, wow, I didn't do anything today. I didn't get anything done. And sometimes we have days like that. Just not too many. But all I'm saying is when you get up, some people meditate. Some people write in their journal. Some people read or listen to something inspirational. Whatever it is that'll kind of give you a kick to get you going, do that. Because motivation doesn't just show up out of thin air. You have to make that effort to find motivation. Or sometimes it will come to you. But today I encourage you, when motivation isn't enough, discipline kicks in, and I want you to have a routine that you follow every morning that kind of pushes you in a productive direction. You don't want to lose your day. Every day we're getting older and time doesn't stop. It doesn't come back. We can't get it back. So every day you're getting older, you need to be doing something productive every day that's pushing you forward towards your goals. Because if you're not, you're only wasting time. And we're not getting any younger and time is not stopping. So we have to be wise about how we use our time. So therefore, if you have a routine, you can do things that are already in place that you know you should do, and that should push you towards being more productive that day. And that's what you do when motivation isn't enough. Fall back on your discipline. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady, and subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's G-O-A-L-D-E-N. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep it moving.